Hey folks, welcome to a solo edition of Your Career Cure. This is Gail Tolstoy Miller, and today I'm going to discuss how to combat ageism during the interview, whether it be a phone interview, in-person interview, Zoom interview. How do you combat ageism? And I'm talking about people over 40. Yes, it's a real thing. Is reality. It happens without a doubt. I have over 25 years of recruiting experience, and I will tell you there is unconscious bias and there's overt bias against people over 40. So, does this mean you can't get a job? Absolutely not. Of course, you can get a job. I actually placed someone in their late 60s with a company. So, I just want you to be able to put your best foot forward and any kind of stereotypes that anyone may have, I want you to be able to thwart it and put your best foot forward. So what I'm going to do is share some of those biases and how to overcome them. Use it to your advantage, actually. Yes, you can use unconscious bias to your advantage on the interview. So the first thing that comes to mind is lack of energy. That's a huge stereotype. And I've heard a lot of hiring managers say they didn't hire the person because they lacked energy. Now, I will say this, they may have the same energy as someone who's 20 or 25, but somehow with their thinking, they confirmed their bias. It's called confirmation bias. And they're looking for cues to find that lack of energy. So knowing that that is a common bias, you're going to go in the interview, whether it's phone. If it's a phone interview, you want to stand up because you have more energy when you stand up. Or if it's a in-person or Zoom, you are going to have energy in your tone. You're going to show enthusiasm. I mean, it's really, really important. Now, does this mean you're going to sound like you have had six Red Bull? No, you're not going to go crazy off the walls excited, but you just want to be cognizant of that, that that is one of the objections or stereotypes. So just make sure you have energy, you're enthusiastic, you like working at a fast pace, that kind of stuff. Say it on the interview and you will be fine. Now, you're never going to bring up, oh, I know you're thinking this. I know there's bias. I know there's ageism. No, you are never, ever going to bring that up. You are just going to combat these biases by the way you answer the questions. Okay, that's what you're going to do. I want to be clear on that. Another thing that comes to mind, and this was actually said by a recruiter, and I fired the client for saying this and doing nothing because I complained, is this comment. You cannot teach an old dog new tricks. Yes, you heard that. A major organization, I'm not going to say who, one of the recruiters said that to me. So he just had the guts to say it. But there are other recruiters and hiring managers that think the same way. So as someone who is over 40, what are you going to do on the interview so they do not think that of you? You are going to tell them all the projects that you were on as far as forward thinking, your curiosity, keeping up with the latest technology. You just want to come across as forward thinking and keeping up with the latest and greatest with the trends and not being outdated. I mean, I think that's like what their fear is that you're just going to be complacent and you are going to be outdated. So you definitely want to do the opposite of what complacency is. You want to come across as someone who really contributes to the innovation and the forward thinking of the organization. And again, simply do that by providing examples in your previous positions or your current job that you're in right now. So definitely do that. Another stereotype is you are overqualified, and you very may well be. A lot of people, they decide, that, you know, they no longer want to be in management. They want to be in an individual contributor role. And their concern is that you're just settling, that you don't want this. So it's going to be your job to convince them otherwise, that this is what you really want. Okay. Because otherwise they're just going to think you're jetting off to the next job. This is just you know, you're going to be there for 3 months. They're going to train you and then you're off. So you want to come across as loyal. This is what you want. And if you do that, you should be fine. Now, another misconception, which is kind of similar to this, is that you're going to retire tomorrow. And that is just ridiculous because people are having children later. People are living longer. They're working, you know, much later in their years. I mean, you could be in your 50s and 60s and have, you know, put kids through college, right? I mean, those are crucial years that you have to work. So I would subtly say that this job, you know, you could see yourself working for this company for many, many years. That's all you have to say. Really, that's it. Like, you don't have to say much. You're not going to say, oh, don't worry, I'm not going to retire. Like, don't say that. That's just lame-o. It's like really lame. So again, just convey the message without saying it, right? They're not even going to know what you're doing. It's so subtle. It's so subtle. But that's the way to do it. Another concern is compensation, that you're going to ask for too much money. And I would say, stay away from the money conversation. They ask you what you're looking for. Now, in some states, it's illegal to even ask, like they can't even ask you. But if you're in a state that they can, I would just say I would entertain your best offer. Because I always think the person that puts out the first number is the loser. So if they want to make you an offer, let them do it and then take it from there. And you could counter, you know, and say, this is what I want, you know, negotiate with them. So those are some of the stereotypes that they have, corporate America has, of people over 40. And again, you want to put your best foot forward knowing these and subtly work it in the interview. Now, I will say, as far as a resume, you know, don't go back to like 1985 or like 1990. Like, no, don't do that. Also, another tip, your LinkedIn picture, don't put a picture when you were 20. I mean, that's, don't do that, but put your best picture of yourself, the best version of yourself on your LinkedIn, because companies do look. And, you know, I also think that if a company doesn't want to hire you, no matter what, they're going to find an excuse. Screw them. I mean, it's wrong, but you don't want to work for a company like that anyway. You want a company that respects you for the talent that you bring to the organization, the skills, and the things that you can do for the company. And if they don't value that, then bring it elsewhere. But again, a lot of these biases are unconscious and it's not really a conscious one. So if you can somehow alleviate that on the interview, that would definitely work to your advantage. So those are some quick and easy tips if you're over 40. Also, if you have any career questions or problems that you want me to tackle on my Thursday edition, please reach out to me and let me know. And don't forget, happy career, happy life.